The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Finally, Friday morning, I just bet that yesterday when the governor released her budget, Port Huron City Manager James Freed started combing through it looking for what was coming our way, and he's on the line with us right now. James, is that how it works? The governor puts her budget out,
Paul.
You start looking at it? Morning.
Every once in a while, a blind hog finds a nut, and that's what it's like going through the governor's budget. There's a lot of in there, a lot to unpack, and a lot to find.
What did you find for Port Huron?
Well, we're one of the income tax communities, and there is a $70 million allotment to back fund communities who have income taxes to help offset the losses in COVID. So imagine a lot of people aren't working, so you can't really get income tax from it. The city of Port Huron hasn't been affected that badly because our economy has been relatively stable between the healthcare, government, and our industrial park. We've been relatively stable. But if you look at other communities like Battle Creek, that has the corporate headquarters of Kellogg's, those people are not working, or Walker, Michigan, which has the corporate headquarters of Myers, those folks aren't working in the office. They've been dramatically affected, almost 15-20% of lost revenue. So the bill was designed to affect those communities and help those communities out. We're just going to be one of the beneficiaries of it.
Does that make
about
you
a million bucks?
Yeah. How much?
About 1.1 million.
No, not going to turn that down. That's
no.
Good.
You know, when someone throws $1 million at you, you don't say no. You just say thank you and quietly walk away.
As you point out, the city of Port Huron has done okay through the pandemic. It hasn't affected the income tax receipts that much. However, when you look at other communities that are suffering, does it make you rethink the income tax in Port Huron?
Well, if you remember back before I was alive, the income tax was a grand bargain that the residents of Port Huron actually initiated. So in 1968, when the income tax was initiated, there was a rollback of 5 mills on our property taxes. So the residents of Port Huron said, let's roll back the millage rate 5 mills and then deploy an income tax. And if you actually do the average income in the community versus the home values, that was a huge tax break for the citizens back in the day. And that allowed us to capture 0.5% for non-city residents. So the income tax has worked out very well for the city of Port Huron. It provided tax relief to the residents of Port Huron, the people who live here, and also allowed, as the county center, for us to capture tax revenue from services delivered to non-residents. So, for instance, during the day, we have a population on average, 30,000. But during the day, we have close to 60,000 to 70,000 people in our city working, who require fire, EMS, quality roads, and services. And those people get to pay their fair share now. So it was a grand bargain that the citizens of Port Huron voted on, and it worked out very well for us because we were able to reduce our village rate.
Yeah, makes sense. People are asking, when do we...
A lot of people don't know that history.
No, I didn't really know that myself. You've read up on municipal history, haven't you?
Well, yeah, and people always say, you know, there's this perception like we have higher water rates and higher taxes, and the fact is we do not. Compare your millage rate with the city of Port Huron. Compare your water bill with the city of Port Huron. I always laugh when people in Fort Gratiot or Port Huron Township say, oh, Port Huron has high water rates, and I laugh, and I think we literally sell you water. You're drinking the water we make, so you're paying the same rate as everyone else's.
Yeah. Makes sense. People are asking when we're going to see recreational marijuana stores begin to open in Port Huron after voters last fall elected to allow that. Where are we at in the process right now? What are the next steps to be taken?
Well, first, let's go back, because I think this is an important point. The mayor and council that was duly elected by the citizens of Port Huron drafted ordinances and opted into recreational marijuana back in September of last year. Then a group of outside business people paid outside people to collect signatures and put an ordinance on the ballot. Now, if you remember, the mayor and council voted on an ordinance that reserved 50% of all licenses for Port Huron residents. And we believed that if we were going to have this new industry, that we wanted our residents and our taxpayers to have an opportunity to participate in that business. But these outside special interest groups and their dark money paid outside signature gatherers to gather a signature, and they got another ordinance passed that removed that requirement. So we will see recreational marijuana in the next couple weeks. Licenses are being issued next week. But there will not be a single Port Huron resident who gets a license, because the same outside groups that collected signatures are the same outside special interest groups that are getting the license. And here's why. Because under state law, you cannot get a recreational marijuana license unless you have a medical license already. They won't even take your application. Well, because Port Huron didn't have a medical facility, no Port Huron resident would qualify to apply for a license right away. So the only people who are qualified to apply for licenses right now are out of town, out of non-resident business people. So this was a great thievery. We were already opted in. We already had recreational marijuana coming, but we had restricted it to allow Port Huron residents to have an opportunity to participate in that business venture. And the only thing that this outside ordinance did was steal all those licenses towards outside groups. So it'll be coming in the next couple weeks, but there won't be a single Port Huron resident who's able to get a license because of these outside groups. And I think people should know that.
No, absolutely, they should. A lot of people that were enthused about recreational marijuana said, well, this is going to be great for the city. It's going to provide a lot of tax revenue for the city. Is that true?
No, not necessarily. The formula, you send money to Lansing, they skim off the top, and then they send it back, and it's never what they claim it's going to be. Most communities have done this, have not seen the revenue that they were projected to receive. So you just don't know.
How many of these shops are we going to see in Port Huron, and where are they going to be? Do you know?
You know, so here's the thing. I have intentionally stayed out of the process. The applications come in, they go to the city clerk, and the city clerk alone has the authority to score and rank those applications. I haven't even seen the applications. I haven't combed through the applications. I haven't even walked into the clerk's office where the applications are, because I don't want to get in the middle of it. So I don't know where they're going. I don't know who's going to get a license, because here's the reason why. We want this to be a fair process, and we don't want there to be any questions or doubts of who influenced the licensing. So I've just stayed out of it. So I think they'll be all over the city. For I'm told they'll be all over the city. There'll be several of them. And they're not, there'll be some on the north side, some on the south side, but those locations, I do not know.
How many applications did the city get,
About 80 between the both, between medical and recreational, about 80.
Wow. Well, it's coming.
And the crazy thing is, it's 80 applications, but not a single city resident or taxpayer had the opportunity to be a part of it.
Yeah.
We really wanted that. The mayor and council really wanted, if this was going to be a new venture, if this was going to be business opportunities, we wanted our citizens to get those jobs, to get those opportunities, and that did not happen.
Yeah, that's a shame.
It's a lesson to be learned. Read ballot language. Everyone, you put on marijuana, everyone votes yes without reading it, when we were already opted in. It's a great tragedy.
Yeah, read ballot language. Pay attention to the news. I mean, we covered it. It was in the paper. I mean, it was talked about. It's not like it was a great secret or anything like that. But
they put out these fancy mailers, stop the ban, let's allow recreational marijuana, after we had already opted in, after we had already drafted ordinance, and after we began taking applications.
Yeah.
And so it's very disheartening, and it's sad, because I think this is a new industry. We don't know where this is going to go. We don't know what this is going to look like in 10 years. We can know that our residents didn't get the opportunity. So outside dark money, the same group that ran that campaign is still in violation of campaign finance laws. They have not filed any campaign finance report with the state, and the Secretary of State is now investigating them, who ran the campaign here. So
interesting.
That's what you get.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, real quick, James, you had a chance to tour a home on Lincoln Avenue this week. And this is a house
that
was in the news quite a bit about a year and a half ago, because it was slated for demolition. It was an eyesore. The neighbors said it smelled. They wanted it gone. Tell us a little bit more about this this home.
So we're seeing this throughout the city. So here's a little interesting fact. In the last year, home values have risen more than $50 million collectively throughout the city of Port Huron. $50 million in new value has been added to our homes. What that's allowing people to do is allowing people to get home equity loans, to put a new roof on, to invest in their homes, to redo that kitchen, to really invest in their properties. And we're seeing that all across the city. But we're also seeing is a compelling business case. There's money to be made in Port Huron by buying homes, renovating them, rehabilitating them, and then selling them for a profit, flipping. And so we're seeing some homes that are selling for, tax foreclosures for $17,000, home goes, dilapidated home selling for $50,000, being invested in and selling north of $200,000. We've seen homes on Lincoln. We've seen home on 16th Street. I walked through this home on Lincoln Avenue. This home was condemned, slated for demolition. In fact, when the inspector went in a couple of years ago, they had to wear a respirator because there was so much smell because there was no utilities running. So I'll let you use your imagination for that.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked through it, and it is beautiful, like a palace. Scott Fleet invested in that home. I mean, just amazing what's been done there. And they did it with maintaining the character of the neighborhood, the trim on the porch, the wraparound porch, just gorgeous. And I think there's a new nurse in the family moving in for that, works at the hospital. So we're seeing that type of investment happen all across the city. And it's very exciting to see how people have an opportunity to get those home equity loans, to flip a house, make a profit, and really see these neighborhoods come back.
Yeah, that's how you improve neighborhoods, isn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, but you think about it, this is building upon years of steady and consistent economic growth and expansion in the city of Port Huron. We've seen over $400 million of investment in the last 36 months, literally thousands of new jobs throughout our city. We're seeing new businesses open. We're seeing keynote economic development projects come to fruition. And it's one after another. I call it, we push the snowball down the hill, get government out of the way, and let it roll. And it gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
There you go. Let it roll. James, always appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us. Try and stay warm.
And I remind people, if you want to invest in your home and you want to, you know, get working on your property, we've streamlined government. You can go on porthuron.org. You can download a building permit, download whatever you want to do, do it all online, send it in online, contactless, touchless process, and speedy process. So we've really done what they think government couldn't do. We innovated, we advanced, and we're a lot of it's online now. So be sure to take advantage of those resources.
Good stuff. Good stuff. James, really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, take care, Paul.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.